The guy really doesn't need to go to practice, does he?
You're not going to catch me saying that. You know, he's the type of guy that's highly conditioned over a 12-month calendar. So the getting acclimated things, some of the things that other guys need are less important to him. Obviously, we want to get the deal done. He wants to get the deal done. Everybody has said that. Now it's just about the negotiators getting in the room and doing what it is they need to do. I'm excited and hopeful. Hopefully we'll have some exciting news here before Monday.
Mike Tomlin on his hometown television station over the weekend, WAVY, outside of Norfolk, Virginia, for his youth football camp that he puts on every summer. What is so hard to comprehend from those comments is if you have two sides who really want to work something out and get a deal done, how is it possible that you could go two full years, basically, and not find middle ground in a compromise? He wants a deal, we want a deal, and yet they've been at a stalemate for 2 years. It makes no sense.
Something else I thought was a lot of bull in that comment, too, about how the adjustment time, so to speak, he said other people talk about. Le'Veon has come out and said, you know, when he was picked for that NFL Network thing, the players vote, he was picked the fifth best player in the game. Antonio was number two. He did an interview, and he said he didn't think he had a hard time adjusting to his offensive line, but he admitted that he and Ben were not on the same page in the passing game. So it is an issue if he doesn't show to camp and isn't there the whole time. Now, not that he's going to play in the preseason game, because I wouldn't expect him to get one carry even if he does show up. But just to be there and get things going in the passing game with Ben, I think, is invaluable. Tomlin can poo-poo that all he wants, but well, Le'Veon is the guy who came out and said it was a problem.
I think this might be what you're talking about. You want to hear it? This is Le'Veon Bell on NFL Network.
You know, when you're not there in camp, minicamp, OTAs, and things like that, you know, they find different rhythms with different backs that's in there or whatever player they put in a spot that I would be in. So I got to – you know, obviously find a way to get back quicker, you know, maybe taking Ben to the side and literally just me and him one-on-one, him throwing me the ball, getting a single my old lineman. That's usually what comes quickest, you know, to be honest, is me getting a single my old line rather than me, you know, running routes with Ben. It's a lot of timing and things like that. So I think for me, that was the biggest thing is my timing with Ben and us getting together on the same page.
Yeah, I'm sure Ben's going to want to stay after practice at training camp just to throw to Le'Veon. That's what training camp and the preseason are for. I truly believe that if he does, he should be there this year. I didn't think he should last year. I think he should be there. Not that he's going to play in a game, because I wouldn't think he'd get one carry. What's the most he's ever gotten, like two or three carries in a preseason? They don't give him the ball.
He should set himself up to have the best season possible.
Exactly. That's my point. Put himself in position to have the best season. Work with Ben. Work with your O-line. Be ready to go from day one. Last year, basically took them to game four. They went 2-1 in those first three games. Maybe they go 3-0. Maybe they win it in Chicago, although I don't know, maybe not with the whole anthem flap last year there. But that's my feeling on this. So
here's Mike
Florio. I definitely don't think he sits out half a year.
Here's Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk on what he thinks Bell should do.
Will Bell show up for training camp in the preseason this year? It's easy to say he won't because he didn't last year. But this year, he's got an extra incentive to be ready to go right out of the gates, to have the biggest year possible, so when he does hit the open market next year, he gets maximum compensation from the Steelers or someone else. That's the one big difference. Last year, I think staying away from training camp in the preseason may have been a warning to the Steelers, don't do this to me again. Let's get a long-term deal in place next July. If the long-term deal doesn't happen this July, there's really no message to send to the Steelers. And maybe the message to send to the rest of the league is, I'm still a great running back. I've got plenty of good years left. And the best way for Bell to do that would be to show up and get ready, which is the exact opposite of what he did last year.
Now, I agree with that 100%. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say play the other side of that, the devil's advocate,
sure,
if you will. If he has the exact same season that he did last year,
yeah,
start slow and then finish strong, he would have won the rushing title if he hadn't have sat out the last game with everybody else to get ready for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to get his big money anyway.
I don't think he gets what he wants, which is to get paid like a running back and a wide receiver. I don't think he'll get $17, $18 million a year. Do I think he could get something close to what he's making right now? $15 million? Sure. I think he could do that. But if he really wants, if he's going to stick to his guns and say, pay me like a star running back and a number two wide receiver, last year's season for me was not good enough for that. Because I think, you know, the total numbers were eye-popping. But if you dig into the numbers, there are things that would concern you.
Well, like his yards per rush were down and his 20-yard runs were down, right?
He ranked 25th among running backs in yards per carry. He ranked 34th among running backs in long runs. He was first in attempts and touches. So he showed you last year that he could be a workhorse running back. He was not an explosive one. Versatile running back, sure. But, you know, if you want an unprecedented salary, you want to have a close to perfect resume. And so, you know, there are two extremes here to consider if you're Le'Veon Bell. It's to actually show up early this year and try to put up the best season humanly possible. Or it's the opposite, which Adam Schefter is reporting, which is basically try to tiptoe through this season, make sure you don't get hurt, and then go into free agency and have a clean bill of health.
Again, never say never. I don't see that happening. And this to me sounds like the agent
posturing,
telling Schefter, yeah, you know, hey, if they don't want to meet our price, he'll sit out. That's bull. He's not going to sit out. And I guarantee you the Steelers are never one to blink in these negotiations.
Okay.
They pay you what you think you're worth, and they'll let you go if they don't believe that.
So you would agree with this statement. Le'Veon Bell is one of the best players in the NFL.
Yes.
Okay.
Would you?
Yes. We have a Twitter poll question up right now at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. The question is this. Simple one. Do you want the Steelers to sign Le'Veon Bell to a long-term deal? 57% are saying no.
Okay.
Steelers, so
it's not an overwhelming amount. That's pretty close.
But still more than half say
it's a majority, yeah.
Don't sign a great player to a long-term deal. So why would so many Steelers fans have that opinion of Bell? Is it his attitude? Is it his age? Is it the position that he plays? Is it his is it the amount of money he wants? What is it? Because I don't think it's very... Do you think it's commonplace that fans say get rid of the really good player? I don't think so.
No.
I think most of the time fans say the heck
they don't
with money.
Care. They don't care what it does to the salary.
Yeah,
cap.
Just do whatever it takes to keep a really good player.
Right.
But something happened with Le'Veon Bell in the last 2 years where within the fan base, they turned on him.
Well, that's
they
his
turned on him big
he's
time.
He's reminded you of that. He's, why am I the enemy? I'm a villain. I'm a target. He keeps reminding you that, although the last social media post we had from him was, what he told NFL Network, was that I want to be there. I'm optimistic it can work out. I love Pittsburgh. I love the Steelers. He's been all over the map with that stuff.
He tweeted out July 11th a very cryptic message that said, I do not forget a thing. I'm patient. It's a gift.
I don't know what that
means.
Yeah,
who knows with these guys. All right, let's get Brian's thoughts on things. Hi, Brian.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Awesome show, by the way. First class.
Thank you.
My opinion about Bell is I say pay the man, and I'm only basing this on he's a special, special player. When it's third and one, he can do it. He can change field position. He just is special. And that's what you got to understand. You don't see Barry Sanders was special. This guy is special. That's my two cents.
Well, the one thing that Barry Sanders did that Bell didn't do is he could burst and he could make you miss and he could give you the long run.
Oh,
Bell doesn't do
also,
the long run.
He'd also run. He'd go 2 yards, 3 yards, 5 yards, 1 yard, 2 yards, 5 yards, 80 yards. That was his career.
Yeah, and the devil's advocate. Point on that is, well, how many championships did Barry Sanders win? How valuable is it to have the best running back in the NFL? A first-team All-Pro running back has not won the Super Bowl since Marshall Faulk in 2001. That's the last time it happened. The last time a guy that led the league in rushing won the Super Bowl was 1998, Terrell Davis, Denver. So more star quarterbacks are winning Super Bowls, more star defenses are winning Super Bowls than teams that just have the elite running back. I mean, the Eagles were one of the best running teams in football last year, but, you know, it took an army to do it. They needed multiple guys to get them near the top of the league. Here's Cher on the Fan. Hi, Cher.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. Okay, so I'm a woman. I'm not supposed to know about these things. And I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I listen to you every day.
And don't feel that way just because of your gender that your opinion means less. That's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I've been told you never played the game. What would you know? Anyway, it seems to me that so offer him what the number one running back is making, which is what, 14, 15. We'll say it's 15. But he wants 18. So build that other $3 million into goals and incentives. He'll keep playing to make what he wants to make. If he doesn't, the Steelers aren't out anything. If he does, he's got everything he wants. And if he refuses to sign, say, well, see you, bye. We did it before without you. We'll do it again.
Yeah, I don't think he'd go for that. I think he feels
the whole thing is he wants guaranteed money.
Yeah, he wants it to be up front. He doesn't want to have to go sing for a supper, Cher.
That was a clever line there. We did it six times without you. We'll do it again without you. But anyway, that's just me. That's
all right. Don't minimize your opinion here.
Now, was that an intentional comment on your part? Or
what?
Did that just, we're talking to Cher, and you say, sing for his supper.
Yeah.
I thought that was very cleverly.
Sonny and Cher.
Cleverly paced.
I know about Sonny and
line.
Cher.
Well, you're an opera guy now. I didn't think you dealt with, the mere pop stars. You see, you just ignore me.
No, man. What do I say back to that, Ron? I mean, seriously.
I mean, really, I thought it was a great line.
Well, thank you
Cher,
for that.
Cher, sing for your supper.
Well, follow up with some more Le'Veon Bell calls here. If we get news, which, I mean, what are the odds of that happening? Probably very small.
What happened last year? Do you remember? Did it go past at
the
4
deadline,
o'clock
the deadline,
and everybody, that's it, right?
Ron, my guess is, and this is not a clear recollection, is that somebody probably a couple hours before one of the major reporters said a deal wasn't going to happen, and then the deadline passed. And then Ed reported that Bell got offered that 5-year deal about a month later. So we didn't have that story, Bell turning down a 5-year deal, until the middle of August, around the start of the Steelers preseason schedule. You got time to check in on this, folks. Le'Veon Bell, today's the day. Do you want the Steelers and Bell to get a long-term deal done? Yes or no? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's Cook and Pony.